ready to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check out www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our upcoming 5-day masterclass. We're talking all things how to make money as a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. Why now is the best time for you to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach, featuring success stories, our coach certification checklist, our Christian coaching personality assessment, and a Q&A day, plus your chance to join us in the original 100 of the one-day Black woman Christian certified life coaching self-study system. www.futureblacklifecoaches.com is the place to be. How are you? So good to see you. OMG. I know it's been a while, but here we are. Can we celebrate the now, the moment? Why are you bringing up old stuff? Okay. I'm Dr. AJ Austin, founder of the International Center for Life Coach Training, LLC, where I train Black Christian women to become certified life coaches online in one day. So, I am coming to you, okay, to share what I've been working on and why you ain't seeing me. Okay, so it's been a minute. Let me make sure we're showing you the right link here because I got an event coming up. I like that you can switch this Facebook because I was doing something new and I'm playing around with it. So if you're here, say hello. Yes, my shirt is on inside out and backwards. I left that on just for you. I discovered it and I was like, yeah, no, welcome to the reality of running your own coaching company. So, you're welcome. Let me make sure that this is going to show the right link. And then I'll let a couple of you jump on and say hi while I'm multitasking here. There we go. So it says it's showing the right link. Let me pull y'all up on my laptop here. And then I'll jump into how you can win free money for your Black woman-owned small business. Got me some little studio soundproofing going on in the background, trying something new here. Hopefully that it'll help absorb some sound. It is quite early on my side of town. So again, if you up early with me, say hello. We're on the East Coast. And so I know you West Coasters, it'll be super early. So I am excited because for the last few months or so, I have been working on several things behind the scenes. Some of my closest friends don't even know. It's best that way, right? Like, have you ever worked on things where you like, ooh, I better be quiet until it's done. I don't want to jinx it. That's me. So what I can tell you about is I have this event coming up. It's called The Grant Game. It's this weekend in celebration of my 42nd birthday. And it's on Small Business Saturday. Did y'all know my birthday was in November? So I start celebrating during the month of November. Like that first week, I literally start getting emails, gifts in the mail. My friends used to do drive-bys at my house that I was there before this one. And just drop off gifts, you know, before, in between errands or before work or before they go get the kids or whatever. And so I would come outside to gifts on the front porch, which you never know. My neighbors may surprise me. They're good for that now. They put stuff on the front porch and then text me like, check your front porch. Hey, Zachary, how are you? And so I am celebrating being a November baby. I like to say I was a Valentine's Day gift unwrapped on Thanksgiving, if you catch my drift 9 months later. And so I'm celebrating that. It's hard to celebrate your birthday during the holidays, though, because y'all just be wanting to eat turkey and shop. I've been trying to celebrate my birthday and turn up, so I do it by myself. Hey, girl. So in honor of my birthday, I am spending time with you guys, sharing with you what I've learned the last like 90 days, securing about $25,000 in grants and scholarships and competitions and contests and subsidies and gifts and prizes and giveaways and so much. And there's a system to it. It's a strategy to it. And it's added about 10% of my revenue for this year. And so I've been spending time behind the scenes writing a book about it. Did you see me post about it? I hope you've been paying attention and following my journey because I like to, you know, go out and experience things and bring it back to my community. And so this is part of me giving back to my community. Let's see. Okay. So I'm going to type in where you can join me this weekend. TheGrantGame.com is where to go check it out. Oh, Facebook is tripping. As per usual, I thought our relationship may have gotten better since I haven't been on in a while. The Grant game.com. There we go. Boom, that should come up. Let's see. And then I can pin it here on Facebook. I see it. If you can see it, you should be able to click it. It is pinned in the comments below. It's also supposed to be featured on the site. There we go. It's coming up. Okay. So let me tell you about the Grant Gang, because a lot of you are like, oh my gosh, what is she up to? So I have talked myself into rooms, been blessed and favored into rooms, been just called upon to design my own rooms of Shakers and Movers. These are founders and funders of Black women in business. And we're making money the non-traditional way, meaning we don't necessarily walk into a bank and get a traditional business loan. Let me speak from personal experience. So since the top of the year, I have been blessed with about 27 days of darkness. Because this is where I feel like everything in my world around me went dark. Like, I ain't going to tell it all because I cry on camera. But I had some time to sit with the Lord. Have you ever been in what one of my coaches called it? The dark night of the soul. Girl, it's like when everything is stripped away from you and you have no choice but to sit and listen to the Lord. So that's what I did for 27 straight days. So every day, sun up to literally sundown, like it was like work while it's day type vibes. Okay. And so I sat with God. I wrote out my business mission, my vision. Of course, I prayed. I sought the Lord. I listened. My main prayer now is that everything I do in my life and my business aligns with where God has me. And so I had a chance to realign my purpose. And a part of that was stepping outside of my comfort zone. I really allowed myself to be pushed and stretched and pulled and prodded and prayed over and poured into all the peas. Okay. And I spent time seeking God and being obedient. It's one thing to hear God. It's another thing to do what he tells you to do. I ain't trying to repeat another 27 days. So it was the best thing to ever happen to me. You wouldn't think something that sounds like 27 days of darkness would be something that you would celebrate. But it was. I'm going to sip some water on that. Okay. So I chose to learn my lessons during this time. And what I noticed was how God still sustained me. So while you guys didn't see me here teaching about becoming a life coach, I was behind the scenes mastering the grant process, the scholarship process, pitch competitions, winning giveaways and contests, and just being a part of what should be a part of your journey as a Black woman business owner. A lot of times, especially with the calling and the anointing that I have on my life with the prophetic anointing and gifting, I get to go first a lot of times. I also have an apostolic anointing on my life. I get to help establish things in the earth. Okay, so I'm the guinea pig in a lot of programs, in a lot of ministries, in a lot of online and offline learning. And so I went first. I learned the very hard lessons of what it takes to get funded as a Black woman in business. And so I'm bringing that to you this weekend for the Grant Game. If you check out thegrantgame.com, you can come join me. It'll be me live, no pre-recording. I have put together two master classes, two books, and this live event we're doing on this weekend. Now, the day is approaching where tickets will be closed off because I ain't playing with y'all. Either you want this or you don't. I paved the way. I've made it easy. In another private group, about 60 plus comments say that, you know, you guys want this. We gonna see. Did you claim your spot or did you miss it? Once again, because I don't know if I'll stick to teaching this, but it will always be a resource that I have available. So it just may be at a different price at a different time in your journey. But as of right now, for the next few days or so, I am focused on sharing the funding opportunities that are available everywhere online and offline for Black women in business. And so finding the right fundings, like you can literally Google and find quote unquote funding opportunities. You can Google and find people teaching about things like grants and who knows what else. It's so many classes that are out there. But this right here, y'all. This right here comes from me, myself, and I, Jesus Christ, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, personally, as a grant winner. Not a grant, but winner of grants. I just won second place in a 60-second video pitch competition. When you can convey your vision in 60 seconds and win money, honey, and notoriety, that's when you know you done sought before the Lord, okay? And he heard your cry. You've written the vision, and now he who reads it can run with it. And so I shared my vision in 60 seconds. The grant committee selected it. They ran with it. We got money coming on the way. We received even payouts. Payouts. I'll tell you about that in a class. And so just to keep us as part of networks and, you know, the face of what success looks like to get funded. You keep seeing me look away because I'm looking over at thegrantgame.com, what we have there, which is my featured designed graphics that our last competition designed for me as a second place winner. You know me and my backwards shirt. And so over at thegrantgame.com, I'm telling you how finding the right funding opportunities that meet your desired business budget goals. Like if you know you need like $10,000 for something, or if $10,000 could get you through the year, I'm just using it as a random number, but looking for and finding opportunities like that can be exhausting. It can be overwhelming. It can feel like you are taking on another part-time job. Even if you have a team of people looking into this for you, you still have to sit and fill out these applications. I take, you know, days to do this. And that's me having mastered this process over the last several months and having a strategy behind how I go and do it. And that's what I'm sharing with you this weekend, this Saturday, in the Grant Game class. Because, again, you can go online and find funding opportunities, but to win those opportunities, to come in with a what we call GAS, G-A-S, grant application strategy for how to get to the top of that pile, how to be first in line, standing out, like, oh, she's different. We like how she blah, blah, blah. It's a strategy behind that whole grant application process. So GAS stands for Grant Application Strategy for the GAP in your life, which is GAP, which stands for the Grant Application Process. If you're here with me and you're grabbing some nuggets and you want to know more about that, let me see some emojis. You can also check out the link that's pinned in the comments below, thegrantgame.com. It's a site I set up for those of you nosy people who want to be like, I want to know what you're going to be teaching. What's on the agenda before I sign up? Yeah, that's y'all. I made this for y'all. So that you don't feel overwhelmed, so that you don't have to go out and relearn what the process to getting funding for your business could look like for you, I've gone through it step by step. Because as I mentioned, even if you have a crew behind you who do this professionally, it's still a lot of work. You have to know how to convey your business vision and mission, and everybody doesn't know how to do that. You know, you have to know how to tell your business story. Everybody doesn't know how to do that, but I do it so well, so much so that I now have taken the skills that got me through college, $100,000 in scholarships in college, and I convey those skills over into my business. And I'm so glad I found the Grant Game. So I'm teaching you how to play it because it's the same skills of telling your story so well that people write checks to support it. Like, yes, I can get on board with that. So the grant application process that you need is going to help you know what to do before you submit your next business application for a grant. If you're looking for additional debt-free, non-traditional funding where it's not, you got to go apply at a bank, them check your credit or ask for co-signers or you being a personal guarantor, or maybe you don't have business credit or rich family and friends to go get this money from. There are people that have been writing checks since pre-pandemic. That's when I started getting money back in 2020. I got my first $1,000 grant from a group of fellow coaches. They were actually a couple, and they wanted to support the vision that I had to certify other coaches. And I kept telling that story because I was like, if I could win $1,000, I could win so much more than that. So here we are, tens of thousands of dollars later. And now I'm ready to teach it. I love learning stuff and then bringing it back to my community to teach it. So if you want to learn it, join us at thegrantgame.com this weekend. Get your tickets before this weekend because I'm about to shut off ticket sales and move on with the rest of my journey. Because I just stopped by, as Sister Lisa Nichols would say, I just stopped by to tell you. So this won't be a forever thing. This is a right now thing. This is a get on it while you can thing. And it's only $97 to join me in this course, but you get my two bonus masterclasses, which is Grants for Black Women. And then there's another masterclass that teaches you behind the scenes how grants are bigger than just getting a check. Like I told you guys, you know, I've gotten the checks. Now I have a class and books. Well, I have classes and books and so many lessons learned. You know, I got a couple grant and scholarship applications pulled up on my computer right now. I try to submit them as often as I can, but that whole process could take you hours. And so I have went behind the scenes, created my own strategy that I'll share with you, including my award-winning answers to how I get the checks written, okay? From PayPal deposits to checks in the mail to let me mail you some free merch, which included like an office desk, an office chair, $100 worth of office supplies, gift cards. It's so much stuff that I have received, and I just been so quiet about it, y'all. Sometimes I share, most of the time I don't. You got to be in like my close network of like, okay, I can trust her to share this with her. She'll celebrate with me because she know hers is coming too. So it's your turn, sis. I'm ready to celebrate with you. I love seeing people win, and I had something to do with the win, which shows me that I did my part. And so if you are not sure why you should still apply for grants and funding and scholarship opportunities, or you're not sure if you should enter contests or pitch competitions on behalf of your Black woman-owned small business, you need to be in this class. Because I personally believe you should still apply even if you don't think you qualify. I just did one last night. I know I qualify. It's just about the languaging. In the grant world, because it is such a different sphere from what we're used to as coaches, as marketers, as speakers, as authors, it's a whole new language. It's like being a part of the finance world, but not banking. Like, I'm familiar with the banking world because that's when my career started. Did y'all know that? One of my very first jobs was working in the bank with a vault, with $500,000. So $500,000 in the vault at Regions Bank. Then I moved on to Bank of America, where I literally was locked in this room with the vault of millions of dollars, counting on a machine, marking the little, money strap for how much was in the bundle, verifying the funds were in the vault. Like, I'm familiar with the banking industry. I also worked for the largest credit card company in the world, MBNA. They brought an office here to Atlanta. The best job I've ever had when it came to benefits and learning the industry, how people get their credit limits raised and what credit was. And I was really young doing all of that. So I'm familiar with how banking works traditionally. It's a different side when you get into the business side of it. It's a very different side when you get into the, what they call it, OPM, other people's money. So it's not, well, it's the bank's money, but it's trickled down to people who have the high credit status, the high limits, and they're ready to sow back into their community. So people who can't walk into the bank, like a Black woman, small business owner, with only a certain amount of sales, you wouldn't get approved for that same loan or line of credit or money market accounts that some of these investors in your business do. So you let them go fight on your behalf in the name of Jesus, okay? And they come back and they sow seeds in order to save on taxes and give gifts for the year, get rid of some of the money that they've been given so that they're not responsible for paying it back. It went to a good cause. You want to be that good cause. So if you've never heard of why it's important to not only apply for grants or what to do before you submit your next grant application, you've been wondering, you know, what you should do. Or if you're like, okay, I'm going to just try something. I'm going to just apply and see what happens. You also need to scan your grant application before you apply. Last night, I was sleepy. I submitted an application. There was a typo in my website, and there was also not a typo, but I missed two opportunities to share my social media links. And they sent me a copy of the grant application, and my eyes got big. I woke up then because I was like, oh no, I get to tell them I'm reaching like 10,000 of you guys on a daily basis when I post on all of the social media channels that I have, and I missed that opportunity. But right away, I got a response that I was still selected to move on to the next level, the next round in this process. So look how God is. You still need to scan. I should have scanned my work, but even if I would have scanned it sleepy, I probably still would have missed some things. So it's good to do it with a fresh brain, fresh eyes, but it's also good to just do it. And you got to know where to look, how to find these funding opportunities, and what to say on these applications. So if you're ready to get paid to build your business, that's how I look at it. Because when I was getting over $100,000 to go to school to get my bachelor's degree, I have a bachelor's in training and development, started out in the field of psychology. Now I have an honorary doctorate in Christian psychology. So I just love this arena of studying the human behavior because we're so weird. We're such a unique species, if you will. And when you throw religion in it, child, you throw some Jesus, sprinkle some Jesus and some Bible, we just become a whole new creature. Okay. So I say that because I used to say when I was getting all this money for school that I was getting paid to go to school because I was. I mostly slept all day. I went to class. I did what Mariah Carey say, I'm going to do the best I can with what I got. That's what I did. And it got me through. Eventually graduated in the midst of dealing with life stuff. But my mentor that helped me get these scholarships in college made sure that I had a place to lay my head every night and food in my stomach and gas in my car. I was so spoiled at Clark Atlanta University. I had it so good. To the point where I used to have a private detailer come knock on my dorm room door, get the keys to my car, detail my car while I was asleep. And only charged me $20, and I used that from a scholarship check that was a refund. And he loved my car. Omar, if you're watching, hey, boo. He was a fellow classmate starting a business. So even in college, I could sew back into other businesses as I learned what I wanted to do with my life. But I knew I wanted to get paid to do it. You know what I'm saying? So I've lived very well off of getting paid to go to school. Now I get paid to build my business and to teach you how to do it as well. So if you know you have a business mission to do greater things, you don't have to spend 27 days of darkness like I did unless God just say, okay, it's your time. Yeah, no. But if you've never applied for grants before, this event this weekend, thegrantgame.com is where you register. It'll be a great opportunity for you to learn where and how to start your process to finding funding for your Black woman-owned small business. If you're not a Black woman, this is not for you. And I say that because I specifically go out and seek these opportunities. These opportunities are also sent directly to me in either a private inbox message or my email. And excuse me, let me get some water here. But they're specifically designed for Black women in business because, as I mentioned, these funders who have the funding, are looking for us. The minority, let me speak for my coaches. We're a 5-time minority. So we are Black, we're women, we're Christian, we're entrepreneurial, and we're coaches. We are a minority of a minority of a minority of a minority of a minority. So that means that traditional funding ranks us really, really low on, your business will never reach $100 million. It's just you right now on your team and some local contractors. You guys will never be able to, sell or exit your business. So we're not going to fund you. They look at you differently in the traditional sense. But what I'm teaching you on this weekend at thegrantgame.com is the non-traditional way of still getting the shmoney, even if it's as small as a $10,000 grant. And yes, that's small compared to what's really out there. So I have fully engulfed myself in learning what you should do, even if you've never applied to grants before. This is the opportunity, and it's a great opportunity for you to learn, again, where to find these grants, how to start finding these grants. And it's not just grants. It's scholarships, it's contests, it's competitions, it's prizes, it's subsidies. It's stuff that you may not have known was available. It's out there. Hey, Dawn. And so if you're ready to start finding funding and avoid the top mistakes I see a lot of Black women small business owners make when they're applying for these unique opportunities. Like we instantly, see that, like one application I just did Thank you, Dawn. Welcome. Girl, it may just be me and you, but you welcome. You're going to be blessed, honey, if it's just me. My clients love when it's just me and them. They be like, ooh, they be praying other people don't sign up because you get me all to yourself. So welcome, Dawn. Let me celebrate you, girl. What's your business? Let's talk since you on here. You want to join me on video? Confirm that you want to join me on video, then I'll bring you on. Because I'm over at thegrantgame.com. Facebook is not showing me everybody who's on here. I'm getting hot, and I knew this would happen. But I don't want to start stripping for y'all on camera. I don't do that. But anyway. So what I was saying was the information that's out there is very unique. And so when we start saying, I was telling you one grant that I just applied for, I usually pre-scroll. Let me tell y'all what I do. I'm going to give you this for free, okay? So when I see a grant opportunity or a scholarship opportunity, I instantly scroll to number one, see all the information they want, because sometimes it's a lot. One grant application took me 8 hours and I proudly did it. That's a work day. But if you're going to pay me $5,000, yeah, come on, work day, you know. and I share that because what was the other one? Another one had 50 questions. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to just take my time one by one. That's how you eat an elephant, bite by bite, right? And so I filled out the questions, but I also take my time because I want to submit the right information. But then, here's secret number two. You got to come close. No, come close. Listen, okay? There are these things called terms and conditions, and that's where they get you. You know how people say, that's where they get you. That's how they get you. They get y'all. I'm going to say y'all because I wisened up, if you will. They get us with these terms and conditions. They come behind the scenes, like I just read one, it's by a black company. We might need to talk about that in the after party for this weekend's grant event over at thegrantgame.com. Okay, thank you, girl. I was like, let me confirm if you want to come on camera because sometimes y'all hit that on accident. The Owens Publishing Company is your business, not camera ready right now. So welcome to the grants class and thank you for joining us. I see the corporate couch. I know that name from somewhere. Don, have you joined me in one of my classes before? I've totally seen the corporate couch before. Maybe I've seen you on one of my lives before. Hey girl, we'll definitely get to know each other on this weekend. I'm getting an email that I got a delivery coming. Y'all, Amazon make me so excited when my stuff be here. They always wait till I'm in the bathroom or the toilet to deliver it. Then my neighbor texts me like, you got a package on your porch. Anyway. That is TMI. You're welcome. Welcome to my world. Okay, let me get back to what I was sharing. So these things called terms and conditions. This is where the grant is really broken down. Dawn, I'm going to talk to you because you're here. Hey, student. So you get some pre-learning, if you will. So again, welcome. And we'll be hanging out on Saturday. I'll send you your sign-up information once we're off here. So make sure you check me email. Make sure I have your right email address. So if you have to inbox me the address, the email address you want me to send your sign up link to, where it just maybe me and you in a class on Saturday. Girl, you give me for 4 hours. How much is that? So that's a $2,400 class.
You get it for another $7.
Okay. So I will talk to myself and record it and resell that recording. So I didn't mind. But it's always good to have someone to talk to who wants to be there as well. So I share that because in these terms and conditions, it's stuff that we don't read. You may spend 8 hours. You may spend 90 minutes filling out a grant application, then realize behind the scenes it said it was like a $10,000 grant, but you didn't realize it was 10 grants for $1,000 each. So you number 9.5 on that list, okay? So if you've never applied for grants before, the information that I'm going to share with you on this Saturday is going to potentially save you thousands of dollars in regular expenses. So if you got multiple businesses, okay, then you definitely need to know how to start saving. I was talking to one of my $1 million mentors yesterday. His name is John. John is in Australia. He has 3 businesses. And he'd be giving me the secrets, just stuff that I did not even know could happen. I'm like, this is how y'all do it. It's millionaires, John. I'm on my way, sir. And he watching me grow. So he done gave me some strategies and tips. I'm like, okay, I listen. I'd be like, all right, John, you know, this legal, you know. So John hit me to some things that's really going to help us because he listens to me brainstorm this stuff out as well. He's like, all right, Dr. AJ, what do you have on the horizon? So I was sharing with him about this weekend's The Grant Game event over at thegrantgame.com where Dawn just signed up. She said, that's a whole blessing, me and you. Yes, girl. Coaches beg me to give them more of me. My mentor demands that I do it. And I'd be like, oh, y'all finna just give me a minute. Let me wake up, get some coffee, get some food, you know, take a shower, use the bathroom. Then I'm gonna go back to sleep. So, you know, it's been a minute, though. I've been hosting networking events, but I haven't had to do a lot of teaching. So this will be my, like, back out into the world of training. I've been itching to do it, so I'm doing it. So I was telling John that, you know, this is our opportunity to learn how stuff that we would usually pay for, there are people willing to pay for it. Like, the stuff that I can't share with y'all right now, I hate when celebrities do this. Like, you know, I can't tell you everything, but just like, I'm one of those celebrities, okay? So I got some stuff coming next year, which is only a month away. Do you realize that? Child, I won't be as reachable. I won't be as approachable. I won't need to be. I don't need to be right now. I don't want to be all the time, you know? This is me living out my dream of running my business semi-passively and getting paid to do it with other people's money while saving thousands of dollars on stuff that y'all paying for day to day to run your business. I just, there was a selection process that was a part of the grant I applied to last night. And they're like, how much do you want? They let you name your price for how much you wanted on the check. I selected $75,000. Let's go. Let's go. Why not? I was like, you can only negotiate down from there. Give me your top. How much can your pen write? How much can the computer fill out the form for? How much should I invoice you for? They're like, name your price. Okay. That right there is what I'm talking about. Not being afraid to be in the rooms. You know, we're beyond just build your, what is it? Pull up your own seat to the table. No, ma'am. I'm already at the table. The table has been built. The table has been spread. He has prepared the table. What is it? Before me? In the presence of my enemy? They writing the checks at the table. I just need you to know how to spell my full name, Dr. Andrika J. Oss. I need the whole name, business, mailing address, EIN, tax documents, business bank account. By the way, you need all of this to apply for the types of grants we're going from. Okay. Hey, Portia. Hey, who else did I see? Francesca. So I got some ideas, y'all. At this event, this weekend, Dawn got her seat. Now, I told a coach last night, she put me on the spot on recording. I'm so mad at you, Shante. Anyway, she's like, how many people you want at this event this weekend, Dr. AJ? I was like, I ain't want to tell you, you know, if it was just me, I recorded and reselling. But I was like, maybe five. You know, I ain't going to say I'm going to cut y'all off at five. I'm just saying, chill, if it's just me and Dawn, we're going to get it in, okay? So I'm sharing this because the ideas that I get a chance to share with you, which start before this weekend, is going to help you take your business profits to the next level. It's going to help you with the day-to-day operation expenses that you'll be saving. Even if you've tried to apply for grants and never received funding, it's okay. Someone who has mastered a part of this, I mastered the micro grant part of this. We're going to talk about the difference between a micro grant, a small business grant, small business loan. I just talked to a business. What is he? He works for something called a CDFI, which is like the bank behind the banks. Or anyway, we'll talk about it. Saturday, I got it all written out because I've been taking notes. And yes, girl, I've been studying this process for weeks to bring this event to you. But I share that because there's some things that you need to know that's going to help you to save time, even if you've tried applying for grants, because we really only get about 10% of the grants that we apply for, which is fine. You know, if you can add another $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 to what you're bringing in yearly, and all you had to do was copy and paste answers from a previous application, you know, an hour out of your week, is it worth it? Dawn, can you handle an extra 10% to whatever you brought in from one of your businesses last year? And all you had to do was fill out an application because you got everything else. We be ready, y'all. But we're beyond the, oh, let me take a leap of faith. No, honey, we walking in it, okay? I don't want to leave you, but I can't wait on you. I've waited long enough. It's just some people that won't go. But I try to share my journey and bring you along because I was told years ago that if I don't document it, y'all wouldn't believe it. You know how you hear some speakers speak and they skip the whole part of the journey. Well, how did you make it out? This is the making it out. You got to come on. Find your $97, sign up, stay connected. over at thegruntgame.com. Because, again, yeah, this won't be something that I'm doing all the time. I'm about to get back to training my coaches. We got some bigger projects coming. I have literally been mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, professionally, personally, intellectually, academically preparing for what's coming up after this. So I'm just stopping by today. Literally hopping on here today. I might do another live before Saturday. No promises because I don't be feeling like getting on here. But anyway, got some ideas that can help you. Even if you tried doing funding before, you ain't tried it like this. Even if you've taken a grant class, you ain't taking my class, okay? You have not spent that $2,400 worth of time with me that you getting for only $97 over at thegrantgame.com, okay? Tell them, Dawn, she like just me and you. We're about to get this grant money. So, I am self-proclaimed the grant master. If you don't know me, hey, I'm Dr. A.J. Austin. I'm founder of the International Center for Life Coach Training, LLC. Over the course of my career from college, this is pre-college. I started out at 9 years old being a featured story on CNN. Did y'all know that? I was on CNN at 9 years old winning money. Thanks to my mom and my community. We're going to talk about that Saturday. Well, before Saturday, you'll get that training. But I teach you how combining everything from grants, scholarships, subsidies, contests, competitions, fellowships, paid partnerships, I'm a millionaire. And I'm not just saying that in faith. Like, there are literal receipts to show the money that has been sown into my life to share my story as a Black girl, now a Black woman, now a Black doctor. And I'm ready to show you how I got here. So if you're ready to hang out, check out thegrantgame.com because I still apply. Currently I'm awaiting over a receipt of over $175,000 in grants. And this is post-pandemic grant applications. Like, I'm going to keep applying until you can't apply no more. Okay. And so this is a part of that financial world that I got early access to at 16 years old, my first banking job. I was a universal teller and a vault counter and a money manager. And I used to see people with $20,000 in their bank accounts and stuff and wonder what they do. I should ask her. Like, this one lady sticks in my mind. If I ever see her here in Atlanta again, I'm going to remind, if she's still alive, I don't know. She was fairly old when I was like 16. And I want to have a conversation. I remember you and your bank account was $25,000. That's a lot to a 16-year-old. What was you doing? Because she would deposit check after check. I think she probably owned real estate, now that I think about it. But yeah, she would always come to my line. She would always deposit these checks. And I always wonder what she did. And now that I'm here, I'm like, ooh, I think I know what she was doing. And it was her own business. And so seeing what it takes, which in our world, we have to apply for those opportunities now that people are still giving out money. They're still sharing this knowledge. They're still willing to sow seeds into little old Black girls who want that money. Would you take a check? Dawn said she could handle an extra 10% of her sales from last year. Me too, Dawn. Me too. And for those who don't want to apply, that's okay. Leave it for me. The less people, the better I look. Okay? They're like, oh, she really wants this money. So being a Black woman in business, having a powerful story, which is something that you need for what you do in your business, that's the number one most powerful reason you should believe what I say, because I'm in it with you. I'm applying with you. While you sleep, I'm applying. Girl, I got a couple people who think they following me, trying to keep up with me. Child, you cannot keep up with me, okay? We be up at 2, 3, 4 in the morning. And by we, I mean me and Jesus, because that's who holding my eyelids open while I type and hit submit, okay? And then weeks later, people be like, oh, did you see this opportunity? Girl, I applied weeks ago, but yes, thank you, boo, you know? And then I have an assistant behind the scenes. She's like, what about this? What about that? What about this? And so she shares opportunities. I also have a resource group that if you join me this Saturday over at thegrantgame.com, you'll get access to the resource list, because throughout the week, I'll share opportunities that I go in and vet for us. As I mentioned, this is for Black women small business owners, because I'm Black. I got a little Irish in me. I did 23andMe. But I'm Black, okay? I'm a woman and I'm a small business owner. So the opportunities I seek are for other Black women small business owners. And I share that in our group. Also women of color. You know, we're BIPOC-ing now. We're all grouped together as indigenous people of color, minorities, you know. So we look for those types of opportunities. And that's what I share in our resource pod throughout the week. So you'll get the resource pod, you'll get access to the grants that I vet for you, so you don't have to go out and read the fine print. I do it for you. I'm like the unofficial official lawyer. Yes, I'm Irish. Don't hate on my people. I don't even know what that means, girl, but hey. I was like, you know, black people, we look for anything. 1% Irish, girl. Woo! So anyway, and I let me bring that up as it relates to Grants. Francesca, don't laugh at me. But let me tell you how this ties into Grants, girl. Another lady taught me this. So she took the 23andMe DNA, ancestry, whatever, found out she had some Latina in her blood, applied for a grant for Latinas, and won $20,000. So yeah, I'm going to go back and look at my bloodline, okay? So if I see, I got Irish and Scandinavian. So don't you know, I've been looking for some Scandinavian Irish grants because I'm applying. Y'all can ask me for a picture, but I'm going to send you my blood test results, okay? I spit in that little thing and mailed it back, okay? So that's what we're looking for, unique, non-traditional business funding opportunities for, you know, people with Indian in their blood. I'm just saying, Italian. She's like, Italian. Listen, it's out there. Why not claim it for our people and represent? When we make it, they going to want us to represent for the 99 and the 2000. So shouts out to whoever is in my family line with a Scandinavian, Irish, Italian, Latina bloodline. I don't know how that works, but we learning together, okay? She said represent. Look at the clovers. Okay. I love it. That might be that whole Irish cream, coffee creamer thing. That's how I can relate. So, yeah, I'm on this journey with you guys. I received those non-traditional business funding opportunities. Again, everything from grants to scholarships to contests to prizes. They've allowed me to grow my Black-owned small business as a woman rapidly since the pandemic. And again, a lot of stuff, I don't tell y'all. Everything ain't everybody's business. But if you want to pay to be in the environment where I'm teaching how I did it, then yes. Share this out with somebody who you like, ooh, girl, you need some money for your business. I want you to stop texting me. Hold on, let me turn this heater off because I'm hot. But if you know somebody with a business and you tired of them asking you for a loan, you need to be like, girl, you need to be at thegrantgame.com signing up. Now, I had friends like that when I first got into business. And they were like, okay, $50 here and there, so I had nothing. Here go a job, who hiring? So if you know somebody who needs some grants, bring a friend. You might get blessed for bringing somebody. I don't know. But share this out. Tag somebody in the comments who need to hear this because, you know, this is a process that it needs to be a part of our funding. A lot of us don't know to add this to our funding. We don't know that this is an option, but knowing how and where to apply for grants is the key to your funding success as a Black woman small business owner. So it's a fine-tuned process that I'm going to keep fine-tuning for myself. Might as well bring some of my peeps with me, my cousins, grant cousins, you know, and come learn the tips and tools to complete that successful grant application process. So I'm going to share. I've learned so much, you guys. It's a book. I could show you guys. Can I turn my camera around? Is my desk presentable? Let me see. I don't want to mess nothing up. But anyway, I'm working on a second version of the book. I can't even find it. Oh, here it is. And if I were to tell you, I'm at page 94 now. She said, I'll be your cousin. Come on, cousin, let's get this money. So I've written out 94 pages in this ebook that comes with the grant event. What is it? Thegrantgame.com. And it's breaking down everything that I learned. Like, I learned so much and I just copy and paste it over into this document. So I'm thinking of leaving it as like a living, breathing document where I can keep adding stuff as I find it out. Stuff that you don't know. Just like when I train certified life coaches, it's so much stuff that's unsaid and unwritten. When I learn it, I add it to what I teach. And so that's what I'm doing for grants. Like, I'm sharing with you guys everything I know. Because why not? You're going to see over $24,000 that I've won this year that has gotten me here. Like, I have two events coming up I'm so nervous about, but I've been building to get here, you know? And so when I know I'm working towards something, it gives me that confidence to like move forward with it. So that's what this is. Are there any questions? Let me see what Facebook trying to show me. Oh, okay. I don't know how to get out of that. Excuse me. So thegrantgame.com is where y'all to be. signing up with me and Dawn for Saturday. Come join us and hang out. It's from 10 to 2. And you get all your questions answered. So if you've been seeing a lot of people talk about grants, blah, blah, blah. This is coming from a grant winner, like recent, some on the way. And I'm a grant giver. So we just did the calculations last night. When I say we, I'm talking about me and Jesus. Okay, so just, you know. So I've given away about $5,500 in scholarships in my own program, thanks to being funded by grants like this. So when I get the money, I can pay it forward, because that means I get paid, the grantor gets a place to sow their seed, the grant recipients get to save money in the form of a scholarship and get certified as a coach with me. That's a part of my bigger vision and my story, to just have a separate bank account with like $100,000 in it. And when people say, hey, I've been told I should become a coach, but .. I'd be like, girl, don't worry about it. We got a bank account with six figures in it when you're ready to sign up. Boom. Taken care of. Okay. Francesca says you're good. I got, my minute keeps scrolling. Who is Shadonna? Shadonna, are you on here with me? Somebody send me your number. For what, girl? You got to book me in advance. Hey, girl. You're good. Let me see. Facebook, why is you scrolling? Hold on. She says that. Look. Let me get on the Bapurda, as my little niece calls it. Hold on, Francesca. Let me find you on Facebook. Let me see if it'll let me see you. Yeah, Shadonna, I don't know you, girl. You in my inbox. Hey, girl. Okay, she says, if I sign up, will I have a replay? If you request it, you may. I don't know. Do you want to go back and watch 4 hours worth of content? I mean, I can cry. You might. That'd be a lot of fun, but yes. I will make an exception for you, Francesca. I've seen you multiple times on my live, so I know you've been looking. You've been following, girl. Yeah. I'm eating a cough drop, y'all. Dawn says, I love your transparency and consistency. God is good. Girl, I'm just as crazy live. God is amazing. He will be with us on this Saturday over at thegrantgame.com. We might pray. Bring your Bible. You know, bow your head. Because the cousins is getting his shmoney. You know what's funny, too? Is God already sees it. He know how much out there, what to send us. I just be like, Lord, align my path. That's my daily prayer. Because, again, I ain't trying to spend 27 more days of darkness. Okay. So, yes, because you have to work. Francesca, you're making your shmoney. Go ahead and register. Send me your right email, Dawn. You better make sure I got your right email. I don't want to hear like, I ain't get the login information. That's how people act when they don't check their email. I ain't get the information in time. I missed it. Don't miss it, okay? So, Francesca, Dawn, send me your right email. That's where I'm going to send your login for Saturday. That's where I can share the replay link with you and your bonus trainings that you get, plus access to the Facebook Resource Pod, which is our private chat. It's a group chat with over 100 women of color. We all looking for this money, and we sharing opportunities with each other as well. So you get access to that as a bonus for taking fast action on today. I don't even know how to respond to this message. I'm Shadonna, if you listening, girl, give me a minute to process. Okay. So let me teach you the grant game. Let me teach you that in-depth, proven process, writing effective, competitive grant applications that win. We ain't just talking about it. I'm showing y'all what I've won. I'm giving you the list of 11 different scholarships, grants, competitions that I've won this year that you can go and search and apply for yourself. That totaled over $24,000 just for me. Then we got people in the resource pod winning money. We got private coaching colleagues winning money. And it's because of me. Because I got some anointing. So you want me to sprinkle a little of my anointing that comes with learning with me, okay? That's how I stand out. You know, I got Jesus on my side, you know? Let me see what else over here at thegrantgame.com. Come learn how to share your business vision in a way that qualifies you and your Black woman-owned small business to be considered for grants. Plus, what not to do before your next grant application. Because if y'all like me, you might submit a grant and then be like, ooh. What was I thinking? So, yeah. Francesca says, thank you. I need to get the information for grants. So I not tied to someone else's time. Girl, that is my goal. Well, I'm not, you're not, well, it'll depends on how you look at it, too. So, let me tell y'all, I've seen some cute stuff when it comes to these grants. The cutest thing I've seen was a lady who, I guess she quit her job, launched out, did her own business, had some money set aside, called her local elementary school, asked how much the outstanding balance was for kids' lunches, and wrote them a check for $1,500. She took it down to the school and paid for the little kids who couldn't eat lunch because they had a balance. When I say I cried, I'm an empath. I pick up on everything. Honey, I cried, but that was so inspirational. Can you imagine the little Dons, the little Francescas that's like, oh my gosh, I want to eat today. Who's going to bring a check because they've learned how to get money and share it with other people? Child, you can't tell me nothing, okay? So when it comes to like setting your future goals, you got to think about that. When you're ready to stop being on other people's time clock, quit your job, start a business, writing checks and opportunities like that is enough to just get you in your feels, get you out the bed and get you going. Get you up in the middle of the night to apply for some of these opportunities because somebody, baby, need to eat. Girl, they just did something to me because I love food. And I'm like, let them babies eat. I want to write the check for they can do it. So we're going to talk about this in our small group setting, how you need GAS, which is the grant application. Well, you can add GAS, the grant application strategy, and fill in the gap for your grant application process. Okay, that's what GAP stands for. So I'm going to give you a list before the class that covers over 60 business expenses that grants can cover that you don't know to ask for. Let me see. The neatest thing I've seen a grant cover as well was shipping for goodie bags. They had a sponsorship through UPS. UPS sponsored the shipping, stuff we don't think to ask for money for. Shipping so that people like me could get that goodie bag. It was a good goodie bag. So grant sponsors stuff like that. And then I just heard the story about Telfar, the designer of the Telfar bag. He had a $400,000 grant to design his bags. Y'all ain't ready. Black man. Get it, black man. There are 27 most frequently asked questions on every grant application. So you're going to get tired of the same question asked to you in a different way. You know, if some of y'all got kids, you'd be like, ask me one more time. Ask me one more time. That's what grants are. They're like, why? And you got to have your answer ready. And it can't be because I need the money, aka because I said so, because I'm the mama. It can't be that. You have to learn how to answer these 27. Well, it's more than 27. I just tell y'all it's 27. But it's frequently asked questions where grants will take one question like, why you want this money? And ask things like, what do you plan on doing with this money a year from today? What will this money have brought to your life? How will you use this to impact your community? You need to learn what these questions are so you can be ready, so you don't give up or be like, ask me one more time and I'm not going to apply. I've had those come to Jesus moments, okay? Learn what types of grants not to apply for. There are a lot of grants to not apply for. There are scams out there, y'all. I done got twice. And I'm going to show you my 5 tips for avoiding scams. One of them got called out. I didn't have to say nothing. But God fought on my behalf, and they wrote me a check not to tell nobody. I'm going to still talk because I ain't signed them, but still. Mm-hmm. It's some scams out there. Scammers be scamming. So I'm going to teach you what grants not to apply for. The 5 tips for avoiding grant scams, because they're out there. And then talk about what stage your business in. That's why I'm asking. Oh, Francesca, what type of business do you have? You probably told me this before. Don't hold it against me. What type of business do you have? Because there are 5 stages of business. I know Dawn told me about her business earlier. And it really, I won't say it doesn't matter what type of business you have, because it does. What matters is the story behind why you do what you do. So I know Dawn has the Owens Publishing Company. Another company and probably another company on the making right now. Hey, Cassandra. And so I asked that because it's going to depend on the story and the stage that your business is in, as far as how much you may or may not qualify for and the types of grants that you should be looking for. And then again, I'm going to share with you guys what I've used, and you can just follow the leader because I done applied. What your teacher used to say when you talk too much in class, be like, I got my degree. They used to say that with such pride. I used to be like, I want to say that. Marketing and web design. So there's some passion behind it, I know. That's got you wanting to quit a job and going to get this money. So depending on what stage your business is in, depending on the story behind why you do what you do, I would love to talk with you live during the class. I wish you could like sneak away on lunch or something and come join us too. You're going to get the replay, but also, you know, if you could sneak in and chat with us a little bit. People have done, been in the bathroom, been in the closet at work. People have found a way to attend my trainings live just to get it in a little bit, okay? But I would love to hear the story behind why you do what you do and hear the passion in your voice and see what part of your story where your eyes light up and show you which part of your story you need to share on these applications. Because that's what you need for these non-traditional grant opportunities. And when I say grants, it's all inclusive. Like people just hear grants. Grants is the tip of the iceberg. That's very surface level. It can go all the way down to living expenses being paid, internet being paid, cell phone bills being paid. I've seen sponsorships for cars, not only to get them, but to have them wrapped with your company logo being paid. And so those type of things that we're looking for, it's not traditional because traditional business funding usually works against minorities. And I told you we were a minority of a minority of a minority of a minority of a minority. Then you mix in that Irish and Latina and what else we had? Italian and Scandinavian. You mix all that in, we really, really a minority, okay? Especially here in America. So because we usually can't walk into a bank. I had one coach, she's a millionaire coach, and she said she went into a bank, applied for a loan. They saw that she had $1 million sitting in her account with their bank and still wouldn't give her a loan because she was black. She was half black. So, just saying. Traditional funding usually works against minorities. A lot of people don't know what grants are. They think that they are only for nonprofits, but no, ma'am. I'm not a nonprofit. My background is also in nonprofits, if you will. So the same nonprofits that would get a $90,000 check, I was backed by that same organization that wrote that check. They gave me $100,000 to finish my college education. So I know how to add that what's called a social enterprise component to what you do. It's bigger than just marketing, web design, publishing. It's bigger than that, y'all. We're going to talk about it. I'm so excited. But when you can show that you have that social impact, social enterprise, social justice story, struggle to success behind what you do, you now can compete with nonprofits. So the grant writing or the grant application process for being a black woman small business owner has nothing to do with you being for-profit or nonprofit. You don't have to be nonprofit to apply for grants. You can compete with the best of them because you have a social enterprise component to what you do. And so I learned that years ago from a finance professional. She's like, let me teach you what to say, how to get this money, girl. So that's what to expect during our time together. We're going to find out where to look, how to apply, what the grant life cycle looks like. I recently applied to a grant that's the application just opened in November. We won't know to like mid-February of next year. Who won? I know I'm getting one of them. You know, what Denzel say? I'm leaving here with some. So, you're going to hear why I apply for these unique opportunities. And I'm going to show you so much stuff that I have learned to help you fill out your grants. You're going to get, I guarantee what I do. So, when I teach you something and you have more questions, I'm here to continue asking questions. If you go out and apply something that you learned from me, like bar for bar, as they say, and it don't work, I'm going to show you what you missed. I'm going to audit your process. Then I'm going to say, now go try it like this. Okay. And then that's when you come back. Like if you don't at least get a consolation prize, thanks for playing. The coolest consolation prize I've seen recently was even if you apply for this grant, but you didn't win, you still got a $500 gift card to an office supply store. I don't know about y'all, but I'm addicted to office supplies. Can you imagine $500? And it's like, what was that sweep? What was it? Like the grocery cart sweepstakes where you could just ride through the aisles of the grocery cart, throw everything in the car. That's what that felt like. Girl. And then they'll deliver it to your door. Girl, get out of here. Give me a consolation prize. So if you can't at least get a consolation prize, we need to talk so we can audit that process. So that is over at thegrantgame.com. If you're still hanging out with me or you're just joining, that means that you're serious about getting grants for your Black woman-owned small business. So I'm gifting you with my bonus masterclass when you join us over at thegrantgame.com. There is PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, and Zelle for you to sign up on. I want to hear, do you take American Express? Do you? Every option and way to pay is on there, okay? So you get to discover what grant funding could be available to your business, get some tips and advice on how to do a well-written, compelling grant application process to where you can kind of tell you next in line for the grant. Like, people start tagging you on social media like, ooh, I know she watching. Mm-hmm. So this is for beginners. It's for people who have applied before and maybe not won. You're tired of getting rejected. You're probably missing just the little key points, and I want to help you fill in that gap with putting a little gas on the grant application strategy. But it's designed for you if you are interested in or brand new to this grant application process. So again, we say grants to cover all the bases. Again, if you know someone who needs this type of information in addition to you, tag them, invite them to the event, because everybody has their own grant application strategy. So some grants you could sit side by side and apply for with a good friend, and one of you will get it, one of you won't. Or in my case, one of you will get more and one of you won't. I've had grants that do that, and you'd be like, wait a minute, something ain't right. So there is a different process depending on where you are in your business and why you do what you do in your business and what your vision is. So again, check out thegrantgame.com to claim your spot. We have a countdown timer on there. I might need to change the day. I'm about to cut off registration. I don't care if just one person, Dawn, is signed up. Francesca, you are welcome to join us. Get the replay and sneak in the closet during lunch and come ask us questions. But yeah, I'm going to have to cut it off because I've been talking about this for a couple days now. And so if you get it, you get it. If not, you can maybe buy the replay sometime later. Won't guarantee because, again, I'm moving on to other things. I got to focus my time. This has been my fun project. This has been my hobby, and I've enjoyed it. I'm such a nerd. I love learning and bringing it back. So that's why I show up like this. Are there any questions about anything that I've shared about our upcoming this event this weekend over at thegrantgame.com? Yes, you can register. Yes, you can get your replay. You can still get your questions answered. So if you want to send me questions before we go live, I can make sure I answer those live. And then again, as I mentioned, if you still don't get a consolation prize by implementing the stuff that I teach you in this class, plus the bonus masterclasses you get for signing up over at thegrantgame.com, I'll give you a free audit that's worth $600 of my time to go through and see how you can make things better. So you can literally send me your grant application and I will tell you what to do to make it better. So I'm giving y'all some of my grant answers. Let me see if I can find one. I'm giving y'all like the keywords, the SEO optimization, search engine optimization words to help you stand out. I'm trying to find it. I don't see it. Let's see. Okay, you'll get it on Saturday. I can't find it. Anyway, are there any final questions before we go? Hey, Lori Abernathy, how are you? Any questions before we go? If you don't have a question, put a takeaway. What was your one takeaway from the day? I've been on here cutting up, as I do, for over an hour now with you guys. What was your one takeaway from something that I shared today? What was like your aha moment? Oh my gosh, I need to be there. Oh my gosh, I wish I could ask her this. This is what I learned. I never thought about it this way. Here's my takeaway. So you got three options. Ask a question, put a takeaway, and or tag a friend. Because maybe she'll have a question and a takeaway as well. And then I'm going to get back to work, working on these grant applications, okay? I'm halfway done with my next one. I'll be like looking for the easy answers. You know how you know the answers on the test and you go do the easy ones first and then come back to the hard ones? I'll be giving my brain a chance to rest. So I got two. Oh, no, I did that one. I have one application set for working on today. Dawn says, I love that. Let me screenshot. Never come back and screenshot that, Dawn. She said her takeaway is, I'm glad I signed up. Like I said loud, I'm glad I signed up. That's how you type that. Dawn says, I'm glad I signed up. Lori learned there are different levels of grants. Girl, you have no I share all of that in the bonus training. So if you get that as a free bonus, child, imagine coming to learn with us, girl. There are so many different levels, and you got to know what level to look for. And at this point, I am beginning, just like I did with speaking, I would get so many requests to speak, I started turning down opportunities that weren't a perfect fit for me. I still do that. That's like a flex, okay? To be like, yeah, no, I'm too good. No, I'm playing. I don't come like that. But I just be like, no, it's not a good fit, but let me send you to someone that I taught. And they're happy to get the gig. These opportunities that are different levels of grants will also come your way. And they'll fit for a while. Like me, I'm at the final stage. It's three tiers to these different levels of grants. And so you'll start out with the baby tier, and then you get to the adult tier where you are now vision casting for your $1 million level. And then you'd be like, okay, now it's time for me to step out further. And so Francesca says her takeaway is you can qualify for ethnicity now. If you don't go sign up for your spot, you're going to find a way to come join us. I can tell we can cut up, girl. You a mess. She said, Lord, that's funny. But yes, you can. You can qualify for your ethnicity. That is funny. And yes, there are different levels. And at certain levels, you're going to be like, okay, I'm moving on to something bigger and better, stepping outside of my comfort zone. Dawn, I'm glad you signed up too, girl. We're going to have some fun. Yes, this is a melting pot. It's bigger than just what you do in business or why. And so Lori's like, right. Y'all don't start, because then I won't never get off of y'all here cutting up with y'all. I forgot what I was saying. But yes, ethnicity and the different grant opportunities. You will be able to turn some down eventually as well. Y'all are hilarious. Are there any final questions, comments, takeaways, or shares that you would like to do as far as tagging someone in this video who needs to see it? Because this may be the only one I get a chance to do this week. And y'all just going to be watching the replay. This is funny. I love y'all so much. Thank y'all for showing up. Thank y'all for sharing. Thank y'all for signing up, Dawn. I got you, girl. Dawn, send me your email now. I'm going to look at the one that emailed through with your registration. But sometimes y'all be forgetting. Y'all give PayPal a whole nother email than the one y'all check. Okay, it didn't even send me your email this time. So make sure you email me, Dawn, with your... I probably already got it because I know. Let me look up the corporate couch. Now I'm getting cold. Georgia weather! I know I've seen your name somewhere. Okay. Nothing's popping up for your email, Dawn. So make sure you inbox me your email, por favor. Like, can you do that right now so I can get you to sign in right now before my brain get busy? And I forget, and then I be somewhere asleep. Waking up like, oh my God, I got an email, Dawn. I ain't even got no email address. No. Or I could inbox it to you on Facebook as well. But I want to be professional, so send it to the inbox, okay? Okay, she said so. Inbox you. Thank you, boo. I'm looking forward to seeing you live on Saturday. Y'all, I have rules to my live trainings, too. So make sure your baby's locked away. I'm just playing. But have a chat with your furry family and friends to be like, don't be yelling at your kids, talking to your boo, texting the dog, barking the phone, ringing, people knocking on the door. Because I get distracted and we can get off topic. But I want y'all to be able to, I see you, Dawn. Thank you, girl. I want y'all to be able to get what you need, what you came for. Okay. Any final questions? What's one final question? And then I'll wrap up. If you have it, thank y'all for hanging out. I know you guys are super busy like me. Like, we're super busy millionaires with like Black and Irish and Latina and Italian and Scandinavian in our blood. But you know, we're getting it done. We're getting this shmoney. And y'all touch and agree that before Saturday, I'll have another grant. Another grant deposit in my bank account we could talk about. Francesca says, girl, because people be having their kids, and I be saying, hey, boo, I be talking to the kids, and we done adopted whole new families and stuff. That is not what we're here to do, especially on recording. People don't want a recording like that. Like, what is your talk? Teach us. I would, but they child is on camera and auntie is distracted. So make sure you follow the rules of the training, okay? And have a quiet environment, okay? Don says, looking forward to learning from you. Thanks so much. And happy things. Oh, y'all. My birthday is Sunday. I forgot about that. So Saturday is Small Business Saturday. Y'all are hanging out with me a day before my birthday. So thank you for my birthday money. I did forget. I forgot to mention that. I did. Okay. So yes, happy Thanksgiving to you. When I see Thanksgiving, I instantly think birthday. So happy pre-birthday to me, right? Thank you. I'll be 42. I probably look like it today. Don't judge them edges. They need to be washed and slicked down with some black gel, okay? Not Irish or Scandinavian, but black gel. All right, y'all, I'm going to let y'all go. Thank y'all so much for joining. Thank you for signing up. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing your takeaways. I'm glad you learned something new. Go back and watch the replay. I probably said something funny or crazy that you missed. You need to hear it again and get another laugh today. And then head over to thegrantgame.com and come join us. It's only $97. I will shut off registration soon. And you don't want to miss it. And please, if you're watching this anytime in the future beyond this Saturday, November 26th, 2022, don't ask me about this class because I don't know what you're talking about. This never happened. Men in Black. Boop. And, you know, it's gone from memory. Okay. Oh, look, 35. Thank you, girl. Maybe if I go put on some clothes, it'll be 34. All right. Y'all have a phenomenal rest of your day. Remember, there's someone somewhere. They're waiting on you to walk in your destiny so they can walk into theirs. Because it's when you let your own light shine, you give others permission to do the same. I'm Dr. The beautiful 35-year-old looking in a beanie. Bad edges. Shirt on inside out. Beautiful Dr. AJ Austin. I'm going to be cute on Saturday on camera because we're going to be on record too. So meet me there. TheGrantGame.com. I'll see y'all soon. Have a phenomenal rest of your day. Bye, future grant winners. Are you looking to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check us out at www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our complimentary coaching community, where we have upcoming challenges, masterclasses, and boot camps for all of your Black woman Christian certified life coaching training needs.